Hello, and welcome to Movie Dudes, your podcast for all things movies.
There's a lot of crusty food in there.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Movie Dudes. I'm Sean.
I'm Tabitha.
I'm Jared.
Travis.
I'm Dan.
Rob. And
Rob isn't here
right now. He's fucking running late, so we're starting without him, son of a bitch. And our special guest.
Leah.
Yeah, we're your Movie Dudes. Movie Dudes is a podcast that watches, reviews, and rates movies on a scale from 1 to 10. We'll tell you whether or not you should drop a whole shitload on a film.
What?
Speed it up a little bit.
Why? No. I'm going to go.
I want to hear it.
You're purposely slowing down because Rob's not here, so stop it.
No, because he's not
here?
Because
you're always giving him shit.
Because you guys are giving me shit and you're interrupting me. We have three pillars of Movie Dudes. First pillar, spoiler-free ratings. Second, we get the real nitty-gritty of the film with spoilers. Third section, we talk about whatever the hell is going on. Have a little discuss, if you will. And the film we rated this week, Dumb and Dumber 2.
Section 1.
Great.
No.
You did pretty good in that first part, and everybody started talking.
Everyone started tearing me apart.
And then
he
had a few mistakes.
Oh,
who cares? Let's keep going.
Let's go.
Who chose this movie?
Well, no one really did. Yeah. It was my turn to choose, decision. But since I did not partake.
Unanimous decision.
What are you talking about? You didn't partake.
I didn't see it with you guys.
So you still
saw it. I saw it at the same time at a different theater.
Wow.
What the fuck?
It does. I wanted to see it, so.
Well, so why didn't you just
Rob.
The one that they were at?
Because I was mad at them.
Okay, that's fair.
Oh, nice.
Who decides to fucking show up?
It was overtime.
What time did the
We also have a TV here.
A very nice TV.
All right. So whenever someone's late, we'll just say, I don't care, I was doing this.
All right, what do we got?
Fine by me. Rob checked in here.
Jared, move that away from your face, because last time you were still breathing very heavily.
I don't breathe heavily.
You do. You need to see how much I cut out of your
I guarantee
shit.
I don't breathe heavily. It just sounds like it, because it's close to my
It's
throat.
Only certain parts of the podcast, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, when you're
others.
Fucking talking about something I don't care about, probably. I'm probably groaning.
Alright.
Alright, so, Dumb and Dumber 2, what do we got?
It's a movie.
Why am I starting?
Because you're right there.
Okay. I'm gonna give it like a 7.
What's it about?
Oh, why do I have to... I'm not giving the synopsis. I didn't technically choose it.
I thought you were the one giving the synopsis.
No, I did last time. I did John Wick, and I completely fucked it up.
I didn't technically choose this. I didn't even see it with you guys, so you give the synopsis.
Okay. Well, if you haven't seen the first one, then go to hell.
Yeah.
Because that's basically the same thing. There you go. Any questions?
Oh,
let's do it.
Lord. Whatever.
What a
Isn't
synopsis.
It now, instead of... What's her face? Sam
okay,
tonight?
So what it is, it's 40 years later.
20.
40
years later. Oh, 20.
20.
They are 40.
They
right?
look old
are
enough
they?
To have it been.
Okay,
years.
I'm sorry. It's
40
the movie
later,
is set.
Find a time machine and go back
20
years
later, it is also released 20 years later than the original.
Okay.
Yeah.
20 years later, Lloyd and Harry go after who they think is Harry's illegitimate daughter to give Harry a kidney.
Yes,
who they think.
Comedy ensues.
Well, you're kind of spoiling it right there.
Well,
oh my lord, there it's
whatever.
Gone. It's gone.
This movie's already
if
out of theaters.
She didn't question it.
Cares.
It's already out of theaters?
Yes.
Yeah, how poorly did it do?
Probably not that great.
I'm going to look it up.
There's been a bunch
it did
of
decent.
Other movies that have come out.
It didn't do great, but it did.
It's been a while since we've actually seen it.
Yeah, I get. It's been a long time. Since we've been too busy with school and shit.
Yeah,
but still, it should be in the theater for more than 2 weeks.
Seriously. All right, well, let's...
So my rating is a 7.
Okay.
4 to 5 of those points is just really based off the first one, is why they get those. And then, I mean, it's some of the same music, same jokes. Like, I was telling Leah before, like, the movies that are made in the 90s just have this sort of feel that just cannot be recreated, I don't think. And so it didn't do much for me. There are some funny parts, obviously, but it wasn't anything groundbreaking or awesome, in my opinion.
Its budget was $40 million, box office $116.9 million.
Pretty good.
They made a pretty penny.
So it did all right.
Yeah.
Well, that's just because they had the following.
It's because the first one. Yeah.
I gotta say. Jim Carrey probably comes a lot cheaper these days.
Well, fucking Jeff Daniels, I'm sure, too. What does he do?
No, Jeff Daniels is in an award-winning show.
From what?
The Newsroom. He's won Academy Awards because of that.
What's never heard of it?
Nobody watches that.
He's a reporter. He's a newscaster.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which channel
is that? It's actually a pretty
good
show. I've only seen the first episode.
Isn't it on HBO? I'm waiting for them.
Yeah, I think it's an HBO show.
All right, I give it an 8. Because it was good. No,
no,
I don't think you should take too many points off because it kind of have to judge something as a standalone film, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, the first one was better, but still pretty good. Good jokes.
I'll give it a 6. It had quite a few funny parts, but 90% of those I was already expecting from the trailers.
Yeah.
That's
true. There wasn't really a whole lot that wasn't in the trailers.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna give it a 7. You know, there were a few funny lines, but it just seemed like they were really just playing off that first movie a lot.
Yeah, I'll give it a 7 as well. 3 points apiece for Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey. Half a point for the nostalgia and the laughs, and then a half point for Rob Riggle because I thought he was funny.
He was in
oh
that?
God!
Yes.
Some people hate Rob Riggle. I think.
Some people right here hate Rob
Riggle. Hater of Rob Riggle.
I don't see why. I like Rob Riggle.
Yeah.
I was trying to. Okay, are we gonna go into spoilers now?
Not yet. I haven't given my rating.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's a 7. And we have to have the average too.
Well, then we'll talk.
My average and my rating are the exact same. 7. Everyone almost gave it a 7 or an 8 or a 6, which, you know how math works.
Everyone almost gave it this.
So, yeah, I mean, it was funny, I thought, but I didn't like it. They were playing off. The first one, they were just like stupid people, like guys who just didn't get it. This one, they went like full
way
retard.
Way over, yeah.
They went full retard. It was insane.
Well, and then, like,
what are you doing?
Letting Toby out. Oh. Or in.
Well, I'm going to just chatting with other people about the movie and, like, even reading a couple reviews. Some of the jokes, it was like I was kind of forcing myself to laugh more than I was actually laughing at them. Like, it was like, I mean, there were parts where I was legitimately, wah, 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 you know, my usual, you know, laugh like that. But there were a couple times where it was just like, well. Yeah, like TT said, the trailer just ruins some things. It was just like, oh, I knew that was coming. I'll still, like, force a chuckle, but...
Section 2.
What were the theaters like? Like, how many people were in
there? It was packed.
I went and saw it at the Duluthan, the Ultra Screen, the huge movie theater. Yeah,
oh, wow.
And that was packed, so...
Huh. When did you guys see it? Like, opening week? Or
we saw it, like, 3 weeks ago.
So yeah, we saw it the Tuesday after the Friday.
It came out that Friday. We saw it that Tuesday.
I just kind of wonder, like...
Honestly, that's probably the busiest day they had.
Yeah, I was just going to say, too, because it was a Tuesday.
Yeah.
What I was going to say, I was trying to explain this to Jared, but what my problem with, like, Rob Riggle is the... Yeah. Bad guy in this one, like I thought in the first one they did a good job with the bad guys, like you actually get the feel that they are actually like it's just kind of like a sinister thing, whereas in these bad guys, like, you know how there are some bad guys in movies where it's just like you laugh at them because they don't do dumb shit, they're not actually sinister. You know, that's the kind of bad guys the second movie had, and I didn't really like that.
They're actually like bad guys.
Yeah, exactly. So
sure.
Yeah, and Rob Riggle always does that.
Yeah, so that's why I didn't like that.
But that's why I liked him in the Let's Be Cops bit too, because he was actually playing someone who was a little bit more serious. And
sure,
like just looking at everyone else saying, "You guys are stupid."
So are we on to the spoilers part now?
Yeah.
Thought so.
By the way.
Section 2. I did think the part where they had him have a
twin in Special Ops was funny. They totally ripped that movie. They totally ripped that part off from Beer Fest, but I still thought it was funny.
Oh, it's so funny.
When he gets hit by the train, I just busted out laughing because it was so. That's like it was unexpected. Those were the left turns that the original movie would take that were so funny, and I felt like, you know, aside from that, this movie was kind of lacking those.
I did like that they had some of the original music like that. What I need to find the name of that song that they play in the opening credits.
That one?
Yeah.
Boom Shakala!
That's
what it's called, Boom Shakala.
Oh, okay.
I have it on my iPod.
Yeah. Cool. Of course you do.
I cranked the bass.
So I like that was in there. And stuff,
in the Baroo.
Oh, wasn't the kid with the bird back in this one?
Yep. Billy. Yeah, Billy from 4C.
You mean the middle-aged man with the bird?
Yeah.
Wait,
okay.
Birds. Now 30 years.
So yeah, I haven't seen... Hilarious. I didn't actually see the movie, but so explain that. He had birds... Yeah,
he had multiple birds.
He had very expensive, rare, exotic birds.
Had.
Keyword.
Did they kill the birds?
One of the funniest parts.
They threw a cat into the apartment.
They left their cat
with the birds.
Yeah,
it's okay. I wrote him a note.
I threw a bunch of food on the floor and left a note.
It's those jokes that I like. Like, I wrote him a note and he's blind. But the really obvious ones, like when they're sitting on the bikes in the front of the bus on the bike rack, like that kind of stuff is just stupid. Like, I didn't like that.
Why were they on the, like, goat statue or deer statue or something? I saw that in the previous.
Oh, it was because they're getting ready to go deliver the package to his daughter.
Yeah.
And they just, like, the bad guys are talking about, like, they're stupid.
And then they're
Yeah. So. Playing into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then
there
getting
was a goat
into
there,
it,
so they wanted to climb on it.
Fair enough. I would have done the same. So I'm guessing it doesn't end up being his daughter?
No.
No.
Spoiler. It's spoiler.
And he doesn't need a kidney either.
No.
What?
That was just an elaborate
The whole
joke.
Reason why they went to go find her is because he needed a kidney from her, but he didn't.
Yeah. At first they thought it was Harry's daughter, and then they shifted and they thought it was Lloyd's daughter, and then it turns out it's neither.
Turns out either of them conceiving a child was impossible because they'd never had intercourse.
Yeah!
They didn't know what sex was.
That was so funny.
That was pretty funny. I could believe that.
What about when I was jiggling your boobs?
Oh my god. Well, this sounds like it was a
Which had the smiley face tattoo? No, you're not, Freyda. It's like a frowny face.
like, oh hey, how's it going? That was funny. See, they had funny parts, but.
Yeah,
not a lot. Nothing really standed out. I mean, they really just played into like the hey, they're actually retarded.
Yeah,
like,
not just they don't have common sense.
Yeah. Which I
it's 2014. We're still doing that.
Yeah.
And they drink the embalming fluid.
What?
Oh. Got this from the Slurpee machine in the back.
But does it have aspartame? No. All right then. That was awesome.
What part did you like with the pork chop?
Oh, yeah. He wants to give Harry his kidney, so he hops over the border.
It was
the border. So they take out his kidney in a van, and they're going to put it in a bag so he can go give it to his friend and do the transplant. Like, I can't give this to him. This is a pork chop in a plastic bag. Where's my kidney? It was funny. Oh, yeah, it was funny, but couldn't have saved it before I had a vital organ removed? Wouldn't be as funny.
Oh, my God.
You're right. Good one.
Collapses.
Sounds like a terrific movie there.
They were still able to act the same way, like still have the same character.
I thought the characters were like completely different.
Huge plot hole.
Like, Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels, they still had their same character mannerisms, I thought.
No, I thought it was even
No,
more.
I thought Jim Carrey did a great job. He had the same types of dialogue and, like, moves and... Now,
hair and teeth.
Do they so?
Yeah, I
Skin.
Do.
I thought it was more played out for both of them. Like, Jeff Daniels was, like stuttering almost. He's like,
No, I agree that the situations they're put into are more played out, but I think they did a good job of, like, you actually believing this is them 20 years later.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, in my opinion. Know.
Like, they've just been progressively getting more stupid through the years.
And really, it's just...
20 years of drinking embalming fluid will do that to you. I thought it was pothole. Why was the girl so stupid if she wasn't one of their kids?
Because it was their friends.
It was their third friend. Well, yeah. Probably just as stupid.
Who killed? How did he die again?
He traded him a bike for something.
Oh, motorcycle for a helmet.
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah, I believe you were the one that sold him the bike. Man, that thing could rip on the straightaways. Not too sensitive.
Talking to his parents.
Talking about his parents about how he essentially had him killed.
And then they took the Mutt Cuts van back.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be in a lot longer.
I was kind of...
I was mad that they broke it right away.
Yeah.
Zamboni was pretty
good. In the first one, they're driving an 84 sheepdog, sir.
Yeah.
Though, to be fair, during the end credits, I mean, they made no qualms about how they basically just remade the movie because they kept showing all those shots side by side that were basically the same thing.
That was
like, cool. I mean, it was cool, but at the same point, it was like, okay, that's them just basically saying, yeah, we made the same movie twice.
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't they, they did make a...
Dumb and Dumber, or...
No, that was not them.
No, I know that wasn't them. The Farley Brothers didn't do that?
But I was going to say, no, in the beginning of the movie, they made a comment about, like, reusing stuff in Hollywood. What fucking was it? It was, I can't remember what they said, but they made a joke about it.
No, yeah, I know, they joked about it right in the beginning, too. So, I mean, it was still funny, but.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
I felt it was a cop-out for how the main bad guy died. Because in the first one, they had the whole thing where, oh, I have this, what was it, like, acid reflux or what?
He had an ulcer.
Yeah. So they had that whole scheme of things that led to his death, and then this one, the train just pops up.
So, I mean, obviously, you're going to want to see it just because of the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you like the first one, you'll like
it. And if you haven't seen the first one, go fuck yourself.
This one has
better... You don't like Big Red, then fuck you.
Oh, this one had better life lessons. If you're going to be a dumbass, you're going to have your kidney removed and lose your hearing. They didn't really come off with any negative consequences. Except for blowing their savings.
So basically, we can wait till it comes out in Redbox.
Oh,
box.
Yeah,
for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much.
Right? Not something you're going to want to watch over and over again. I could watch the first one.
Would you buy it?
I think that was the main point, is the rewatchability on this one was like none. But the first one, you could watch over and over and over again.
I still laugh just as hard at all the parts.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
20 years old, still laughing.
All right.
Section 3.
Section 3.
What do we talk about?
I don't know.
It's been 3 weeks.
Should have something.
You'd think so.
Well, we were always talking about how you want just conversations.
Just like conversations, but then...
Oh, I did have something that I wanted to share. I was going through...
pull up.
No.
Oh, I guess I do have this.
Okay, so yesterday I was going through some old shit, like cleaning stuff out, and I found this. Okay, so in...
this already.
Oh, I love old lists.
The last day of 10th grade English, our English teacher made us, like, all sit in a circle, and we all had to put our name on a piece of paper and pass it around, and each person in the class had to write a nice thing about the person whose name was on the paper.
Oh, yeah. So, those are always fun.
Yeah, so this is the 10th grade, and, you know, some of them are, like, and no one can write, like, who it's from, you know? You're just writing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can obviously tell who the girls are. Like, you have, you're fun. You have a good sense of humor. Great friend. You're very smart and articulate. And then as you get down the list, you have, you're nice and I don't really know. You are very funny and you are very polite. You are smart and nice. You are smart and nice. DQ is the bomb. No clue. DQ, give me free food. Funny person. I love DQ. I worked at Dairy Queen, obviously. And so half of it is just about DQ, and I just thought it was funny.
People just want free food.
Yes.
We could talk about old lists. Remember in middle school in 8th grade, we had to write a letter to ourselves.
Oh,
and then
God.
Senior year, we had to open it. Back. Yeah.
I can't believe how fucking stupid I was.
Like some people, some people are smart and they like put money in, so they open it up. Oh, I get
smart. I just made money.
Well, actually, no,
you lost money for like 5 years.
Actually, no, you put money away for 4 years without getting any interest.
That could have been accruing interest this whole time.
Exactly. But anyway,
he talks about it's an investment that he put as an eighth grader. I put $5.
I could have put that $20 down in Google Glass.
IRA.
I could have put that $20 down on Google Glass. I think with mine, I opened it up, and there's this one teacher I didn't like in middle school, and I opened it up, and she had been retired for like 3 years, and it was just like, does this teacher still hate you? And I tried, because I was reading it aloud to class, and then that came up, and then like everyone's face, they just like started busting out laughing.
Would you talk about why she hates you?
No.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
It wasn't.
Jared was in the class.
It was not from any.
I believe you wished death on a member of her family.
I did not. No. That was you.
That was not me.
I did not say anything like that.
You're getting so upset about this. You're standing up in your chair.
Yes, because it directly affected my grade.
What happened?
Please tell.
Wishing death on a teacher usually does affect
him. No, you didn't wish death on her. You wished it upon his mother.
I did not wish that on anyone.
Then what was said? Okay,
Robbie, please tell this story.
No, Sean.
Everybody else, tell it. Quiet. Rob, please tell.
Well, what happened was I had always felt slighted by this teacher because I felt because she had like a big part of her grading was discussion. She like marked down points for discussion, and if you accidentally said something that had already been said before, she wouldn't give you a point.
Well, I
have like my hand up, and
she really was
no, and bitch, it, though, I would have my hand up, and like my hand would be like going numb from being up for so long. She wouldn't call on me, and then there was one time where I made a point, and she said, "Oh, I don't really agree with that." And then 5 minutes later, a girl made the exact same point. She's like, "You know what? That's a very good point." And then she gave her a point for it. And I'm just like, I just said that. I didn't even raise my hand. I called her out and I just said that. Am I not going to get a point for that? And she's like, be quiet, Rob, or whatever. Like, are you kidding me?
Quiet, Rob.
Yeah, no, so.
And then you said, I hope you die.
No, I never said that. I never said that.
What was said?
No, what happened was...
You definitely said something. It wasn't just made up. I know that for sure. I didn't say it.
Oh, my God.
No, she had to... I think her mother lived in Alaska or something like that, and she had to fly away for some reason. She had to go fly
I think I was in the class when she... I was in the class when she got the news, and she was just like, I have to go. And she left.
Yeah, I think... I don't know, I think I was so like bitter at that point that I didn't want her to come back for the rest of the school year. Like I hope they had like a long term sub. I didn't ever say that. I did not wish death on anyone. No, I said I felt bad for mother, but
designer, I wish Miss Muckle wouldn't be gone for that long.
I hope you have a slow, peaceful
death. This is what I had to put up with this
one. I don't want her to die. I just don't want her to be alive anymore.
I don't want to kill her. I just don't want her to be alive.
I want her to
No, because what happened was someone said something really loud. It was a misconstrued thing of what I had. I don't even remember what I said anymore. It was so long ago.
Exactly. But, I do.
You do not. Anyway. Anyway, but it was said so loud that she overheard it, and after when she came back, after she overheard that, it was like I got hosed over so bad. Like every paper I got back, there were extra things marked off, and it was rough.
Oh my God.
But no, when Sean had his letter that he opened from himself, his face just goes beet red. It was a list of all the girls he had a crush on in middle school. And it was a long list, and he was asking himself, do you still like all of these girls?
Have you slept with him yet? I bet you did. I bet you're such a player now.
Oh my God, I believe mine said, if you don't still watch Napoleon Dynamite, you suck.
Do you still watch Napoleon Dynamite?
No.
Why not?
Did we ever say what was directly what Robbie allegedly was said?
Honestly, no, I don't. I was the one. I don't even remember.
Okay,
it
Jared,
wasn't.
What was
I never wished
said?
Anyone dead.
It was to the effect of "Good riddance, she's gone." But obviously, the reason she's gone is that her mother was, you know, ill.
Yes, so. It was. Her
Thank God
I was,
your mom is sick.
I was happy about the departure. The circumstances of the departure, no. I was
you didn't,
not.
You didn't make that distinction?
Not clearly enough, I guess. This is why I can write shit down every time I talk to you guys. And my voice is cracking.
And you're jumping out of your seat. I don't know if
you
noticed that.
No! I'm still jacked up.
I'm sure that you said it when we were sitting next to Sean and I, and
we
cracked up when you said it, and you're like, what are you laughing about? Rob, you just said that.
That's pretty much what happened.
It was probably
That's pretty much what happened.
Do you have any idea how many times I would take things that you said and just completely twist them?
Oh, yeah. And people would believe them.
To
be fair, wasn't that middle school, so it didn't affect your high school GPA?
Thank God.
Yeah, who cares?
But yeah, that I guess that goes to show how gullible people are, too, because you did that chronically.
Oh, it was
He still does that.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, I think you did that earlier about Danny's broom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, didn't you also throw some of his in the trash and then made people believe he was eating out of the trash when he went to
the Oh, yeah,
bed?
The McDonald's story on the bus.
Wait, did we talk about
that? Yeah,
that
was already
No, we talked about that, but
it
was talking garbage. Did we talk about when Danny had to pick up the garbage?
No.
When we were what were we making? We were making
brownies.
Brownies. That's we went to the store.
We went to the store. We left.
Joey was here.
Joey was here, Danny's dog.
Fat,
we got back.
Pile of shit.
Oh, no.
We're talking about his dog, not Danny. And so we get back here. There's garbage everywhere because the dog got into the garbage. And so I'm like, I'm not fucking picking it up. Not my fucking problem. So what did we proceed to do for the next 4 hours while Danny was at work? We would throw the garbage, the eggshells and everything, just right on the ground because we were like, I ain't cleaning it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
We used the ground. Did you know about this, Dan?
No, I did not know about this. Thank you very much, asshole.
I think the best part was when we went in the fridge and there was half a gallon of milk that just rotted. So we just placed it.
Well, yeah, I immediately got a Snapchat.
We easily doubled the amount of garbage.
Easily.
Well, I got a Snapchat of you eating
a
donut.
Thought,
and you're
wait
just
a minute,
like,
there's more garbage in here than there was when I went to work.
I think my favorite was the eggshells because we just used them for the brownies. I crack them in the bowl. And
also, we grabbed too many eggs, so we just cracked one on the floor.
You guys are such good friends.
Oh, we are. We're the best.
the best.
If anybody listening to this needs a new friend, give me a call.
Going off that, Dan. Okay, so my sister started listening to the podcast.
Oh, boy.
And she was, quote, unquote, you guys have to start being nicer to that Danny kid. I feel bad for him.
What directly did she say about
it? She said that, and then she also just randomly texted me yesterday, who is dipshit? And then I explained, and then she goes, oh, okay, that's funny.
Should we talk about yesterday?
Sure.
Is he listening now?
I don't know.
You guys just really have to draw the line in the sand whether you care or not, because...
I don't care. I don't care. Because he's not going to listen anyways. Every time he says he's going to do something, he doesn't.
And also, like, if you really feel this way, you shouldn't be two-faced.
Like what? How am I being two-faced?
I'm still hanging
You're
out with him.
You're the king of two-faced, so don't
well, yeah.
do
But what?
I knew as soon as he came over, we were just going to play instruments.
Didn't I say that, too?
He did.
I said, like, I know for a fact we're just going to play the same song over and over again. He's not going to learn the song that I told him to, Desire by U2. Phenomenal song.
We're not going to play an entire song.
We're not. I said that. We're not going to play an entire song. We're going to play about a minute of it. He's going to tune the entire time because he's got to get that shit figured out.
I got so bored I just started watching football.
Yeah, well, I noticed. I was just like, I don't blame you. Because every time I was like, let's do a whole song. I want to do this song. And then he'd go off and do his own other different fucking song.
Yeah, because he wanted to play Simple Man, and then Wida started playing, what was it?
Blink 182.
Yeah.
Or like,
and then you go back, oh, I want to play Simple Man, and he started playing something else.
He needs to turn down his fucking amp, too.
Turn down for what?
For me! But he... The volume's just constantly cranked up, so you can't hear anything else. So then everything else goes up. You remember, he kept bitching, like, Dan, turn up the bass amp more.
No, that was TT.
Whatever. Either way, somebody was bitching about it. Well,
I couldn't hear poor Dan.
Weeda doesn't care about the bass amp. No, he just thinks the most important thing is
I wanted a bass solo. You need to work on that.
I'll work on my specific bass solo.
Okay, more importantly, can we talk about how it was Nikki's birthday and she clearly did so not want to be here?
I felt bad for her because I know. It was her birthday and we basically did whatever he wanted to do.
I mean, she went into the corner and sat on her phone for most of the night.
Well, actually, technically, it's her birthday today.
Still, it was her birthday celebration.
Danny's just trying to defend it. Like, wow, it wasn't really
her
birthday.
Last night is because it's her birthday.
Well, she should have wanted to be here.
Who wouldn't want to be here?
Her. Listening her and Sarah both are just like, looked miserable.
Listening to us do half
I didn't even
cover.
Know.
They
didn't
were
know
having
Sarah
none of it.
Here.
I looked over at both
Sarah
of them.
Sarah sat down. She's like, I could stare at her from in the corner, and she's just sitting there.
She immediately was
like,
in the chair.
For 15, 20 minutes, I thought Michael dropped Sarah off on his way here because I didn't know she was here. I was over here and she was sitting on that chair. I didn't see her.
Sounds like I didn't miss out on too much.
Yeah. No, you did not.
I really didn't.
Well,
bowling
we
was fun, though.
Bowling was fun.
Bowling.
Sean was one pin short of a turkey twice.
I was so pissed.
That sucks.
I was so pissed.
29
about
pins.
I almost got two turkeys.
Twice.
Woo! Wait, yeah, who calls it a turkey?
That's the official
call.
Have you seen the people who bowl? I'm pretty sure anything they.
I'm pretty sure I'm not lame enough to sit there watching bowling.
Well, it's kind of a.
We were in a league.
That is like bowling 101.
Yeah.
I thought everyone
knows
that
a turkey because it's
bowling.
Two is a double.
Well, excuse me for not being big into bowling.
You really don't have to be big into bowling.
My family's pretty big into bowling.
So
wait, you
mine.
Have your own ball.
So what? The hammer. I'm going to nail you. That's the...
Yeah, who was surprised by hammer? That's a very, very common bowling ball manufacturer.
No, I think you guys are all just dorks.
It's
probably the most common
bowling
ball manufacturer.
Other than Brunswick, a hammer.
I'd say hammer is more popular.
You think
I
so?
Literally
yeah.
have never taken bowling seriously. So other than knowing strike and spare, I'm out.
Oh, it's great because I'll... Oh no, you got there later, but there were a bunch of 40-year-olds who were all just hammered.
4-year-olds.
Holy
shit. Yeah, we ordered tall beers. They couldn't give us a tall beer because they didn't have any more tall beer glasses.
Because
yeah.
all
they
the
gave
4-year-olds
us, they
them.
Gave us two shorts instead. So that was
well, actually, that's a better deal.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh,
yeah.
Good for the 40-year-olds. Helping you out.
I had to deal with 40-year-old drunk hockey parents.
Oh my god. There's nothing worse than hockey
That has
parents.
To be the worst.
It really is terrible. So.
Aren't your parents hockey parents?
Yes.
When they come to hotels, they just treat it as their own personal vacation.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
they get
they're
fucking
the only
hammered.
People there. Yeah, and they get hammered. And so on Friday night, they were in the lobby, just general area, which is fine, but they were being really, really loud. And we also had issues from the weekend before of the hockey parents trashing the meeting room and just
These
we had to get
parents.
A new projector and
what?
Yeah, because they were pulling the screen and stuff. So then this next weekend after, my bosses were like, all right, you need to make sure that everyone is out of all the public areas, they need to be out. I'm like, all right. So they're playing rummy or something at, between 7 mm-hmm. and 8, and they were being really loud, and on the first floor, there are still rooms on the first floor. So I'd go over and be like, we have had guest complaints, and they'll be like, oh, okay. So then at 10:30, I was like, just so you know, at 11, I'm going to have this all cleared up. Plus, I had to clean up because there was beer bottles everywhere, pizza boxes, all that kind of stuff.
How fucking rude.
And I was there till midnight, and technically I can't leave until that's all cleaned up. So I went at 10:30 to town by 11. So that is going on 11:30, 11:40. They're still there. And so I go over there and I'm taking the trash and obviously showing that you need to get the fuck
out
of here.
Get the hell out.
Yeah. And they're still there. And so then I just go over and I'm like, okay, I apologize, but I'm going to have to start clearing this area out. I have to clean up. We have to have our public spaces clear now. And then they just all stare at me. like for like 5 seconds, and then I'm.
Go to one of your fucking rooms.
Yeah, that you're paying for, which they reminded me how much they were paying to be there. So, yeah, because they're like, so why can't we stay here? Like, we're paying a lot of money. We traveled a long way and blah, blah, blah. And then,
shit.
Yeah, and it's also a new hotel. So then they're like, well, being a new hotel, wouldn't you want to establish your reputation and make your guests happy? And I'm like, yeah, we do, which is why when we get noise complaints, we have to act on it and make everyone happy, because you're not the only guest.
Yeah, we don't bend to the will of drunk fucks.
Right. I just, it's still a fucking business. Like people don't understand that. Yes, you're staying there and you're sleeping there, but it's a business.
Why couldn't they just go to their rooms? I'm confused by that.
That's what I was thinking too. Why would you want to be in a public space?
You could.
I don't get that. I would rather be in a room so I could be as
probably because I want to show off how
they want to be noticed.
Cool,
well,
they are.
Of course they do. I'm sure they all drive Escalades too.
Oh yeah,
probably.
To be fair though, that's a very
So long story short, they wouldn't leave and they demanded that I call my manager. So at 12:45, I had to call and wake up my manager.
Jesus.
And they talked to her for a long time, and
all this time too, you're waiting, so you could fucking leave.
Yeah. I didn't end up being able to leave till like 12:45, and so I was talking to my manager, and then I can just hear him like basically yelling at her and blah blah blah. And then as one of the parents is talking, one of the other parents comes over to me and tells me how she's been a flight attendant for 12 years, and there's no hotel in the world that would kick people out of the lobby for being loud.
Bullshit.
At 11:30 at night. Yeah.
I'm a flight attendant. Good for you.
Yeah, and she's whispering this to me. They're being really fucking condescending. Like, a guy came in the door and he was like, hey, how's it going? And everyone's like, shh, you have to be quiet. Yeah, and so then as they're talking to me, they're whispering. Yeah, they're just being
how very fucked. Passive aggressive.
Do you know what school they were from?
Yeah, where were they from?
Yeah.
They were from YZ.
Oh, there you fucking go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wyzetta and Minnetonka. The Minnetonka, they had their dads there, and the Wyzetta had their moms. The women were way fucking worse.
Oh, they always
were. Oh, yeah. Sure.
It's unbelievable.
I'll admit it. Like, they were just terrible.
I've had plenty of experience with hockey people.
My parents never really taught me to skate because they didn't want me to play hockey because they didn't want to deal with the parents.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
So then my manager like ended up telling them that, you know, they could stay, but if at any point our staff felt like they were being loud, they didn't have to go over and tell them. They didn't have to call a manager. They could just call the cops and they would come evict them. So after, and so I got a little pissed off because I was specifically told before my other managers left that you have to clear out these areas, that there cannot be anyone in there when the audit comes on.
Uh-huh.
So then the fact that she just like reneged on that, I was like, all right, well, I never want to be bitched at ever again if people are still in public spaces or if things get trashed, because if you're just going to go ahead and tell them, no, it's okay, then why even fucking have the rule?
So I just got
really pissed, and then I left. That was Friday, and I had yesterday and today off, so I don't know what ended up happening with it. I'm sure I'll hear about it. But, so that sucked. And they came on Thursday, so I was only there till 10:30 on Thursday, so I didn't have to deal with it as much. But apparently they were down there till 2 or 3 in the morning, which is why the next day, they're like, no, that's not going to happen. So then when I tried to enforce that, they're like, well, last night, yeah.
Wow.
Did I ever tell you guys about when, because obviously at first it was like the Pike Lake hockey team, the Twig teams, and then it was the Bayview teams, and then later on, like on in like sixth grade or whatever, they merged into Proctor teams.
Yeah.
And so obviously we were part of the Twig team, and my mom went into Proctor to watch one of his games, and apparently, so she's trying to take pictures and do this and like root for Stefan, who's on the Proctor team.
Yeah.
One of the other Proctor parents yells at her and says, go back to your own team. And my mom looks up and just like gathers her things and goes up into the warm area. And then like some people were just like,
she's from Proctor.
She's from Proctor, she's from you Proctor. Fucking drunk asshole. Like,
oh my God.
It is insane, these people.
Yeah. Oh,
they're so self-entitled. Mm-hmm. Like, Oh, and
they're living their dreams through their kids.
Oh, and yeah.
It's pathetic.
Yep.
It is pathetic.
I just don't get where some adults, it's like we're taught not to be rude like this in kindergarten, and somewhere along the line it just becomes okay again, and adults are just the worst.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't we
all adults?
Yeah, but
I still view myself as a kid.
Well, it's just there, you know, and then there's some, I bet, you know, half of those hockey parents, they're like the third generation living in town.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh, yeah. It's all incest anyways, I'm sure.
Well, it's just especially like, I shouldn't be surprised at how rude people are, but I still am, despite everything.
Right?
Like, I'm just still can't imagine how why you would talk to somebody like that, how why you would treat somebody
I would never.
That. I forgot about this. So we have a shuttle that goes into Canal Park because we're just like right over the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that
they can't walk across the fucking bridge.
Apparently you'd be surprised.
It's little ways. It's like 10 blocks.
It's 4 blocks to the bridge. Yeah.
Oh, to the bridge? Oh, okay.
To
some reason I thought you were right off it. Whatever.
Yeah, it's
that's
4.
That's the South Pier.
Yeah, that's the South Pier, and then we're just.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so the shuttle, there's only 2 people working in the afternoon, and so the shuttle runs just once every hour. It can't be running constantly.
Mm.
So this hockey dad comes at like 9:30. The shuttle stops running at 10, which we tell people when they check in. It's on all the paperwork that they fill in. Like, they're just made aware of it. Dad comes down at 9:30, and he's like, oh, can I get a ride into the... to the liquor store. And I was like, well, our next shuttle is going to go at 10 o'clock. He's like, the liquor store closes at 10. I'm like, I apologize. We can't run our shuttle again because I had someone else on break. And then I had a trainee and he can't be left by himself. And he was like, well, and then he's like, well, he can drive the shuttle. And I was like, no, he can't. He's a trainee. And like for the bus, you have to be approved by the insurance and all that kind of stuff to drive it. And also like you have to know where you're going and stuff. So, and he didn't know. And
he's a trainee. You don't make trainees do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and like you're just going to send a whole shuttle just to the liquor store just for this guy.
Right. Well, the thing is, we run it regardless if someone goes because there could be someone on the other side to pick up, like wanting a ride back. So we run it regardless if anyone goes.
And they have schedules for a reason. Exactly.
Yeah,
that reason
because right. I was like, I'm sorry, I have another staff member on break, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes into the bar and wants to buy 2 6-packs. Well, because it's a small property, we have like a limited liquor license, so we can't sell. We just have to sell bottle per bottle, like per person. That's just because it's a small property. People think it's stupid. I kind of agree, but it's just we could get in trouble.
Yeah,
so.
You can't do off sale.
Yeah, exactly. So I explain it. Then he goes into the bar, and then I have to explain this whole thing. He's like, so you can't take me on the shuttle. You can't sell me a 6-pack. He's like, what can you do? That's what he says. And I'm like, well, I can call you a cab. And he was like, all right. He's like, and I have to pay for that, I suppose.
Jesus.
Yeah. I'm like, no,
why don't you send me the bill? Here's my address.
You could pack here and put it in your mini fridge.
Yeah. And then when I said that the trainee couldn't drive the show, he's like, well, he can drive his own car, can he?
What?
He can't fucking do that.
Jeez. Why can't he drive his own car?
Well, they came on a coach bus.
Oh.
Take the coach bus.
Why can't he take the coach bus to the liquor store?
Why didn't they think ahead and get it before if they knew they were going to get plastered in a hotel?
And then Friday night he came down and did the same thing at the same time. And I said, and I was like, well, as I said last night, our shuttle doesn't run until 10 o'clock. Yeah,
he doesn't fucking learn.
Why wouldn't you get enough booze for the whole weekend?
What an entitled son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is this really mean?
Oh, man.
I hate people. I hate customer service.
So when you get treated like that and then your boss just, like, reneges on what they tell you to enforce, it's just really fucking frustrating.
So these were warm nights, weren't they? Couldn't he have just
warm nights. Yeah.
I gotta imagine there's somewhere that sells liquor within...
Yeah, just
he could have used
4 blocks over the bridge.
200.
Yeah, that gas station.
The actual liquor store
is around
it's there? It's the... As you go over the lift bridge from Park Point, that's South Lake Avenue. There's, like, right across from Red Lobster is the ICO, and there's Canal Park Liquor.
I mean, I can see,
next to the TV station.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if he's an able-bodied person, it shouldn't be that big a deal to just carry it, you know, half a block or whatever.
Well, apparently he's...
Was he like,
how dare you inconvenience me?
Was he lazy or what?
Probably. Yeah, from the sound
Well, obviously, if he can't walk 6 blocks there and back.
Was he severely overweight?
No.
Oh. Damn it.
Well, even that, I mean, a slow mosey would get you there.
And then also, they were supposed to be in the meeting room until midnight, and at midnight, they ordered pizza. I see, like, the pizza guy go up there, and I look in the camera in the meeting room, and they're all fucking getting pizza. That was the weekend before where they trashed the projectors and all that kind of thing.
God.
Yeah.
I don't understand how people get like that. I just don't.
So we are waiting for the phone call because we charged them $200 to their card for the damages.
Oh,
so we're waiting for them to call.
These are the people that destroyed the projectors.
Yeah, yeah. So we're waiting for them to call and be like, what the fuck?
They just show them pictures. This.
Yeah, well,
what did they do?
They
like just knocked it on the ground and
they
broke it?
They tore it from the top of the wall.
Jesus.
They like Georgia the Jungle on it? Just like swinging on it?
Well, because they also let their kids in there unattended. They were like playing knee hockey and shit, so they ripped things down. They like
yeah, they haven't had enough of hockey over the weekend. They need to play more.
And then they're also appalled when they can't have sticks. Like, we realize that, you know, it's going to damage the stick if you leave it out in the cold or it's not good for it. So we offered to put it in a secure area, but not in the rooms for obvious reasons. And that's just fucking outlandish.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I think that's just a culture of the cities, though. Because, like, just my experiences dealing with people from the cities, they're just very entitled.
Yeah,
and,
they think
pushy.
The world revolves
pushy.
Around there.
Yeah.
And you know what's really sad? I just read an article. Minneapolis is number one, and St. Paul is number four on the most top 10 friendliest cities.
Boy, that's sad.
Can you just imagine? I swear to God, I think
listen
Austin
to this, people, because this is the real representation of the city.
Because I told you when I went on Lake Minnetonka, it was like every 10 minutes, don't hit my boat.
Don't touch my boat.
Don't touch my boat. And it's like, I'm not, you know, we're not trying to.
We're here to purposely fuck you up.
Yeah. What are you looking at it for?
And then I just had to hear as they, like, walk by and are talking in the lobby, like, this is a hockey city. You would think they would want to be accommodating. And
is it a hockey city?
Bulldogs. Everyone loves the Bulldogs.
That's not the fucking point.
Yeah, they're great.
Like, you're not.
But you go to a hotel, and I don't know. I went to your hotel, and honestly, it is a very nice hotel. And everyone is very pleasant and, like, actually sunny. Like, anytime I came to the front desk, everyone was like, oh, how was your stay? Not the, how's your stay?
Yeah.
If you even
what do
get
you want?
That.
Yeah.
Everyone was really nice and, like, just really accommodating, and so I don't know.
She must not have been working.
She was actually.
Person's just behind the desk filing the nails.
Yeah.
Can I help you?
Or more like.
Put your finger out, like, yeah. 1 second, ma'am.
Or they.
I gave her a discount, even.
Yeah, she did. But so I walk in, and actually, it's this one girl at the front desk, and I thought I was staying at the South Pier Inn, which is the one right next to the bridge. Mm. But then turns out we were staying at hers, and so we walk in. There's this chick
this?
At the front desk. When
the Christmas City, the North Parade that Friday.
Oh, you
yeah,
stayed there. Okay.
Yeah, you were gone.
Yeah.
But so I come up, and I'm like, is Tabitha working? And she goes, yeah, and she looks at the wall, and there's Tabitha's name in, like, all capital letters on the wall.
For the manager.
She's like, I'll get her. It was pretty ridiculous. But like I said, the rooms were super nice. It was a beautiful hotel. Everyone was awesome. I don't get how anyone could
That's
be
what I was trying to say, too, that as a new property, like, we just want to make sure that things stay in nice condition when they were complaining about the sticks.
Although,
well, even if it was an old property,
it's safety.
Nice.
I feel really bad for the houses behind it, though. Like, there's that one brown house with, like, the wraparound deck, like, so they can
we've
see
had
the
some,
lake.
We've had a woman try and say that, call a noise complaint in on us, saying that we're making a lot of noise when it was the Trampled by Turtles concert in Bayfront. She's, like, bitching at me, like, that country music you're playing is super loud. And I was like, ma'am, there's a concert.
I'm hearing a lot of music with a local sound to it. I don't like it.
Play Bieber.
Did we really have any stories from yesterday?
Oh, can we talk about how you invited me to an ugly Christmas sweater party at Blackwoods, only to find out, like, 5 seconds in the door, he goes, oh, yeah, it'll probably just be the three of us wearing these sweaters.
I said four.
Yeah. Oh. Either way, everyone's all dressed classy, like suit jackets and dresses, and I'm in this hideous sweater, like with little bits of like beading and fluff sticking off of
did
it.
Did yours have bells on it too, or no?
No.
Dang it!
It had shoulder pads though.
Oh, I have a shoulder pad one.
It was Kelsey's sweater.
Oh.
She ended up cutting them.
I did. I cut them out. I'm
ask her.
I didn't, but it's just a couple little stitches. So I was like, okay, I'll just.
So I
they're hideous.
It was I was at the base today, and you know the Colonel Johnson, the guy who was sitting right behind you.
Oh, the asshole, yeah.
The asshole? Oh, the guy who ended up buying me that Shirley Temple for that the other girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, him. that's a story. Let me tell you.
Oh, boy.
And, it was an awkward story.
I thought it was, well, it was
those
awkward
are the best
for me.
Stories.
And so, but he told me today, he was like, yeah, I like her. She's, she seems to be very traditional. And I was like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean? Like, yeah, well, she, you know, she was wearing that sweater. I was like, oh,
oh no.
That's because I told her it was this ugly sweater party. No, she usually doesn't dress like that.
Oh, God.
And he was like, oh, okay, good.
That's a Minnesota compliment if I've ever heard one.
Very traditional.
Okay, right, when she said that, or when he said that, I was saying, like, I don't think she had a feather in her hair, did she?
Oh, my God.
Oh, there it is.
Feathers, hey, not socks, jackass.
Can we draw for Secret Santa?
Oh, yeah, we'll get all there. Right. We'll get there.
Well, before oh, we're gonna
I got, I got 20 minutes.
Okay. 20 minutes? Let us know before you have to leave.
Should we take a little break, cut those out, and then...
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I guess I could tell that story then.
Yeah, about the Shirley Temple story.
Okay, so...
Is that...
It was when I was sounds down scandalous. In Volk Field. I swear I told you guys this. But I'm gonna fuck it. So I was down in Volk Field, and we just got done with all of our training, and we went out to like this local restaurant, and it's just long tables, and I'm on one side of the room, look, so I can see everybody, and the person sitting across from me is a girl who, like, we're kind of chatting it up, and then, this is before I even knew you. And,
preamble.
And on the other table that I'm looking at is, my senior officers making faces and, like, blowjob, faces, like, with their tongue, like, mm-mm, you know? Yeah, like that. Yeah, this is a very visual medium for the people who's listening right now. But and they're putting up the two fingers like in Kingpin.
Yep.
You've never seen that movie.
I haven't seen Kingpin. I know what you're talking about.
But
everyone knows that.
For that.
All right.
What? Sorry, continue.
You had to tell me something.
I bet it was very important.
That, no, it didn't have to disrupt anything. You guys can ignore it. Shut up.
Anywho, so they so they're making faces. It starts out as just three of them doing that, and I'm not thinking of anything of it. And then they end up getting another person, and another person, and another person in on it. And then they ended up getting this girl who, I honestly, you would think she was a nun. Like, you know, doesn't say anything bad. She's got nothing but nice things today. She starts doing it. And so I stand up and like, you got her to do it? I expected you, of all people, to be the last one who would be doing this. And all of a sudden, the girl who's sitting in front of me, too, she's just like looking around like, what the fuck is he talking about? And so then we're still chatting it up. And she, the waitress, puts a Shirley Temple in front of her drink, or in front of her, and points at me and says, it's a Shirley Temple from that guy, and walks away. It was the most embarrassing thing in my entire life, I think. The entire room erupts into laughter. I it was awful.
Yeah, you had told this to us before, but not on here.
No, yeah.
So that's dang cock blocked, huh?
Actually, it kind of helped. To be honest with you.
Oh.
Huh. Well,
he's not looking for it, so.
Oh, I wasn't sure when the time frame of this was, like if it was a long
no,
time
No,
it
was in July, and we didn't go to Gene's thing until
because I thought I remember hearing about it, but I thought it was a long
July?
Time ago.
Yeah.
I thought this was just recent.
No, this was really... By the way, I'm cheating on you.
Oh
no, this was remember when I went down to Wisconsin?
Oh, I think I did hear the story already.
Probably, but the good people of the Movie Dudes audience is not.
What good people?
Does Danny have a DTF? He's got to leave.
Yes. I do have a DTF.
Perfect.
DTF.
Okay, this week's DTF involves ex Guns N' Roses bassist Duff McKagan. In 1994, after being essentially, was he fired or did he just leave?
I believe he left with Slash because they were
tired of Axl Rose.
Yeah, they were basically they weren't kicked out, but they were essentially left on
okay
bad terms.
So in '94, he gave $100,000 to local Seattle businesses. That's where he's from, including a coffee shop, an online book retailer, and a software company. Or as we know them better, Starbucks, Amazon, Microsoft.
Really?
Wow.
Wow.
Oh. Neat.
I was at a DTF.
Yeah, it wasn't That's very a fun.
Fact. He helped fund them.
Oh, I thought the DTF was a...
Without Guns N' Roses bassist, there would be no Starbucks, Amazon.
Wait, what does DTF stand for? Sure.
I thought it was some trivia of fun.
Oh, I thought it was trivia fact.
No, it's a fun. That's why we were still so doing that.
I thought it was
last one wasn't fun at all.
Wait, I apologize for
whatever happened to the Dom the Fuck thing?
That's... Oh, my God.
It's a play on words.
Well, I thought that would be better.
Down to Fuck?
Down to Fuck.
I don't think we want Danny to be...
Danny posts personal ads on the podcast.
No.
We're going to find someone...
Ladies, single white 23-year-old male Danny. Just looking for love.
Oh, my God.
I have a beard.
Yeah, I don't know. Going beyond the boundaries of necessity.
Of friendship.
I would like to see Danny's name in like the Craigslist platonic
DTFs.
Just looking for friends. The ones I have are assholes. Look for
it because it's coming. Eventually. You guys are going to push me over the edge. I'm just going to put out an ad for new friends on Craigslist.
So should we talk about, give like a little, I guess, advertisement?
Yeah, no one has even told me what you're thinking about for the Christmas thing.
Yeah, okay. What is we
coming up next? The next Movie Dudes Christmas Spectacular.
It'll consist of a lot of Christmas music.
Mostly the Nutcracker because it's public domain.
Because we can take it and not get sued. And so what we want to do is, or what I want to do, I guess, is have like you two on a team, Tabitha and Leah, Jared and Travis, Danny and Rob on a team. And so there's three teams, and I basically want it to be like, I have games, so I want to have, like, a what would you rather do? So then I give you, like, two scenarios. The team one chooses which one they want to, like...
So, like, whose line is it, or what? Like,
no, they're basically trying to convince me which I would rather do. Does this make sense?
Yep.
You're trying to convince me...
Okay!
Who would you rather do? Emma Stone or Mila Kunis? And then
if I say Mila Kunis, I'm going to try and convince you.
You're trying to convince me that I should do Mila Kunis more than Emma Stone.
Okay, all right.
And then you get like a minute. I haven't decided.
Wouldn't you have like a base preference already if you're making these up?
No.
Oh. No, he'll.
I'm going to go in.
He'll sit down and like think this all out and like write them down.
Yes, because I honestly, I'm terrible at what would you rather do.
So we're trusting you to be open-minded? Yes. I don't know.
He doesn't make the rules. He just thinks them up and writes them down.
We're doing what they do during election season, except way more enjoyable.
Exactly.
Fewer attack ads.
And so I want to do that and just go through.
Can we do some movie trivia? Or
it's mostly going to be. Okay. That's what I'm getting to.
Okay.
There's going to be
movie dreams. Fights. It's going to be a lot of movie fights. Like
Chell.
Who would win in a fight?
That's not a movie, you fucking idiot.
No,
like it would be like a battle between Superman and Goku, even though we know Superman would win.
Well, like, I'm at Mila Kunis.
That would be who I'd fight for, by the way.
Okay, well, thank you.
I would fight for Emma Stone.
But, you should have murdered her as a guest for a DTF moment.
But I
real DTF moment.
But I never got done explaining this. So you choose Mila Kunis, and then probably like it'd go like those two
what
against each other.
What if everyone wants
to
pick the same one?
Well,
but that's the thing.
Mila
so
Kunis.
You would choose
I
Mila Kunis, and then team two would have to try to convince me to take Emma Stone.
Oh, they would have a choice.
So it'd be like one versus two, two versus three, one versus three.
Yes.
How do you decide who gets to choose first? Just like a
I'm gonna start out with like you two and you two, you two and you two. And
why are you taking her?
What? I'm not. This is just an example.
Yeah,
is there
Emma
a reason
Stone
you want the
totally
team broken
win.
Up this way, or is that
exactly.
It's just how we sit. I don't know.
Because what if she's not here?
She's going
to
be here.
Okay, well, also, that brings me to my other thing, is that you need to tell me when you want to do this, because
yep.
I don't have nights off all that much,
yep.
So you got to...
We're going to figure it out.
We will plan.
Can our loyal listeners be expecting this?
I don't know.
Christmas Day!
Christmas Eve!
If we do this, if we record it before Christmas, I will put it up on Christmas Day.
Christmas Eve.
Whatever.
No, because I can't ask for Christmas Eve or Christmas Day off. So.
No, we'll record
but I'll
it
be
before them,
so
and it will
okay.
be posted by Christmas Eve.
But then I
there
also
you go, like, listeners. Promise by Christmas Eve.
Oh God. So, but I also that's one game. I also want to do something that I'm kind of stealing from Tell 'Em Steve Dave. One of the podcasts I listen to is it's called One True Three. So I come up with three scenarios. Only one of them's true.
Like two truths and a lie.
Basically,
yes.
Okay.
Except for one truth and two lies. Yeah. And I want it to be so you each, I give my scenarios, you guys like ask me questions about them, and then you try to decide which one's true. and it's going to be worth 10 points. If only one team gets it right, they get 10 points. If two teams get it right, they split to 10 points, and then like that. So it's you can get 10.
So we will actually have some like movie trivia, because that's what we don't even necessarily need to do this in the Christmas, but I think we should have that.
Movie trivia?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm getting to.
Okay.
Screw the sex trivia tonight. Well, it's taking a long time for you to fucking get there. Well,
I'm getting there because you keep interrupting me. Thank you. So I want that. So it's going to be stuff that you guys are going to learn something about me. Oh, it's something that you guys don't know.
Is that something we want to know?
I mean, it's not like
juicy. Yeah, because I already know.
But it's just something that I never really told anyone.
Is it about your sixth toe?
Do you like to dance?
I wanted to be a tap dancer when I was younger. No, so and then also the third part is I'm going to have a DTF game. So it's a Danny's trivia fun game. So it's going to be
boring.
No.
It's going to be fun if we make it fun.
But it'll be movie trivia. Not, like, weirdly specific. I think it should just be, like, actual movie. You know what I mean? Things from movies.
That's what I'm going to do. So, hopefully, we'll kind of make this a little fun. I hope.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I just can't have
it. And is there any... we've only been going for an hour. What else?
Really? It feels like whale.
I know.
Oh my god. You guys are making this sound just super fun.
I'm building up for next pod. It's going to be fun.
I'm sure it'll be more fun than it sounds.
Yes.
So possibly. Then still too, because if he's regular now, that I think we need to take a new picture.
I agree. We're going to have to take another picture.
Indeed.
Indeed.
You should take it in the snow.
No.
What I wanted was to do it like Step Brothers style, where everyone is just like very dressed up and fancy and serious looking. Did you get Carly and Dan's Christmas card last year?
Yes.
I wanted to be like that.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah. That was hilarious.
I wanted to do the awkward like hands on the shoulders looking up at an angle.
that's what they did.
That's exactly what it is.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Then they had Barb sitting there, and Barb was...
Yeah, Carly was like looking one direction, and Dan was like, his chest looks so puffy for whatever reason.
I think he put a pillow under there.
They didn't. I asked her.
Dan was stuffing.
So I guess we need like a garage Christmas card.
Yeah, we do.
Oh.
And then we can put that on.
I've already decided what we should do. That we should have like half of us on one side, the other half on the other, and then have a hearth going on the TV.
You should just put it.
Yes.
You should just put it in your neighbor's mailbox and be like, "What the hell?"
Random mailbox
from the new neighbors. Well, actually, that'd be kind of neat because my grandparents live next door. So.
And please have the beer can Christmas tree in the background.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
The crumpled
we need,
PBR on top.
We also need to figure out the angel.
We should have a hearth going on the TV.
That's what he just said.
Oh, I was looking at something.
Holy shit.
I'm not allowed to look at my laptop, but Jared's allowed to just sit there staring at
when
his
did we
phone
discuss
off.
This?
Oh, you guys have been talking about the same
ago.
Fucking thing for like 20
else.
Minutes.
Well, I was just explaining the next... Whatever. So can we talk about... Let's vote on what we should put on the top of the tree.
It's
star
going to be a
or
star.
Angel? Everyone for star, say
no.
Oh yeah.
This is
oh,
what
yeah.
I
oh, yeah.
No,
oh,
I
yeah.
think that whoever lives here needs
it's going to be a
decide.
Star.
It's going
to
be an angel.
Damn
you don't live
it's
here.
Be an angel.
Angel.
It's going
angel.
To be a star.
Angel.
Well, here's the tiebreaker. How about the person who pays their rent on time? It's a star. There we go.
Yeah!
But you were outvoted, though.
Just for the record,
you don't live here.
It
I know.
It is an angel that goes on a tree, but I believe it's household specific. So if Danny and Travis live here and they think it should be a star, then...
Danny thinks it should be an angel.
It should be an angel.
That being said, the official movie dude vote is Angel.
No!
Yeah,
no.
Because
four
it was
three.
Four against...
Motion passes.
Four against three.
This is a democracy!
It doesn't matter what the
well,
movie dude
I know,
is.
But
it's going to be a star.
I'm saying it's between you guys, so however you solve your other...
The movie
we already solved it!
An angel.
The movie dude
okay.
Joe doesn't count, but it was for Angel.
How about this?
Well, let's just be realistic here.
We're not gonna get anything anyway, so what's the
no,
fucking matter?
Yeah, whoever actually buys it should decide
okay.
if it's
get
between you two, I guess
star.
You're gonna get a star.
Okay, so you Google Christmas tree. Star, 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 star.
That's what I said.
Yep.
Star.
Exactly.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Star, star, star.
Thank
star.
You.
What the fuck Google says? Are you shitting me?
There are two angels on here, and all the other ones have stars. I'm just saying.
There's porn on Google, too. Is that
the star is iconic.
There's porn on Google. Google says the Holocaust didn't happen.
They're all stars.
Rita, instead of making an argument, just regurgitate some other shit that's already on
there. We're taking it over.
I'm just saying, like, most of the pictures you see of Christmas trees have a star on the top, not an angel.
Usually, politically correct images are the ones putting on online shit and stuff.
It's Google.
It's Google takes the most commonly searched things.
All right, I hate to break up this debate, but I gotta go.
Thank you.
Okay. Right. Bye, Daniel. Have a good day at work, son.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Good evening.
Come visit good evening. Evening. If any of you are bored.
That's not gonna happen.
Maybe. I do need.
Maybe
gas.
I'll get some kazoozles on.
I'll probably visit you. I need.
They serve sell kazoozles there.
What the fuck is a kazoozle?
Yeah, I bought them.
How does nobody know what a fucking kazoozle is?
We're the
is?
Only one. What
I buy them every time we go to a movie too, and nobody fucking pays attention.
I would just go to Quick Trip because they probably have kazoozles.
They're like just gummy straws.
So it's a Twizzler?
It's
no.
It's like a Twizzler.
It's not licorice. It's just
with gummies inside of it.
Yeah, but the whole thing is like gummy, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna go out like that, Dan? Oh, you fucking idiots!
Don't forget your hat.
Shoes.
Can we?
The hat you
stole
hair.
From Sean.
I don't want it.
Oh, the Russian hat. I love
his
it.
His Russian hat, yeah.
My Russian hat that Danny stole.
You should
stole.
Wear that in our Christmas. Are we still, like, Danny's going to be dressed as a barbarian Slava. And then wear
this? Yes. Barbarian?
No, we're wearing ugly sweaters.
Are you a barbarian?
No, I said barbarian.
No, everyone's got to find an ugly sweater to wear.
Mm-hmm.
I have.
Got mine.
All my perfect. Sweaters are dapper.
Dapper as fuck.
I'm going to have to put, like, Mr. Minora's face on the sweater or something.
Oh. Well, apparently, since that I'm traditional, I need to have a feather.
That was funny.
Jesus. Should I have a horse on my sweater, too?
You, Dan.
Yes. I would like that.
Where should I bring out my war bonnet?
Well, see, but I wanted to do the, like, the stepbrother style, whereas everyone just wears really nice clothes. Like, I have...
Except
like,
for Danny,
Argyle,
right?
Yeah, like, I have an Argyle...
Like, Danny's...
Mean, like, a turkey leg or
just in the corner.
I think we should all wear crap, and Dan should wear really fancy stuff.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah. I'd be down for that,
too. The last picture?
Yeah, yeah like exactly. That.
Really style your beard.
Or cut it off.
Yeah, that would also
top it right off.
Bye, Danny.
Bye, Danny.
Bye.
We just dressed really skanky for this picture.
Yeah.
Normal. We fucking leave? Jesus Christ.
You let all the air out.
Bye.
Oh, thank God.
Can we talk about the fact that he's like, I'm going to go get dressed for work, and I asked him, should you shower first? And he's like, I guess that's a good idea.
Oh, now that you say something.
Good point.
Wait, if he's going to listen to this...
He eats Sean's
It's really room. Beyond...
You know, I don't think he actually listens to it.
I don't think so.
Well, then are you going to talk about his room?
Yeah, let's talk
oh
about
my
his room.
God! Can we please? I don't care if he gets this.
Instant he's gone.
I just want to see
him. I knew this was going to happen.
Oh my God, I am two-faced.
Danny has to leave for work. I was like, okay, I bet as soon as he leaves, he's going to be like, hey, let's talk about his room. And what happens? Let's talk about his room.
No, he's sitting in the driveway. He hasn't even left yet.
To be fair, I'm the one who told him. He already knows everything that I would have
why
to say about it.
Why would you tell
it.
Him?
Because you were wandering around in his room.
It's not like we stole shit from his room and like sold it on eBay or something.
We should take pictures and post it with this episode.
No!
No!
On Podomatic.
That's mean.
No.
That's mean. Even I want
nobody wants to see that half-eaten bun that we had with the brown
just Podomatic.
How would you know that if you weren't in his room?
Oh, I said that I went in there. I said.
Wait, can we first back up? Why? How did he find out first? Because you weren't the person who just went up to him, were you?
Yeah.
You went up to him and said, hey, by the way, we were in his room.
Right when she got there to the bowling alley.
Really?
Yeah.
The second
why?
She got there.
Because it's rude.
If you are going to be a shitty individual, that's just going to happen. So if you don't want to be called out on it, be a better person.
I came up and I said, hi, Danny, you need to clean your room. And he said, why do you know what's in my room?
And that's so the I right said, thing to say.
Yeah, because it's true.
Yes.
It's true.
All right. I thought you meant like we were. You told them that we were making.
Danny, guess
there is
what?
A
they were in your
health
room.
Health concern, like if it continues. So.
Well, we still
I
don't know
what's
brown
really
stuff
that
on that
bad?
Bun.
I mean,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go look right now.
It's
yeah.
We'll wait for you.
Dan said you chill.
Here, take my mic.
Yeah, so I want to hear, so we can hear the reaction over the
look pod. For the half-eaten bun with the brown stuff on it, and then try and tell us what the brown stuff is. It may be chocolate.
I'm not going to be exploring any brown stuff I see in here.
It's a little risky.
Don't forget to look for the sweet and sour packets.
Plate with fucking barbecue sauce chair. On it.
Which he says is a very nice chair.
Yeah. Uses more comfortable than his bed.
I'm not sure I believe that, but you know, personal preferences.
Well, his bed doesn't have a sheet on it, or.
Well, no, that's because there's sauce on it.
If his chair also doesn't.
Oh, there's a fucking bowl of Hamburger Helper with shorts, like, on it. What?
Can you guys hear what she's saying?
Oh, man.
No, we will. Oh,
she's talking.
I hear it.
Alright.
Exploratory mission for science.
Why did you shut the door to view it?
It's pretty good. We're.
His face says it
all. Pretty bad, isn't it?
Just comes out.
I was expecting just gasps of air. I thought we were going to go have to get a search mission for you.
What a jerk.
Seriously, okay, though, right?
Mic like, on. Seriously.
Candid reaction.
There's a lot of crusty food in there.
Did you see the bun?
No, but I saw a bowl of crusty Hamburger Helper. The shorts stuck to the side of the bowl. So there's that.
Well, when we were in there, you were like, TT, you started pulling out a chip bag, and you're like, what is this? It's like completely flattened, like a preserved flower.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Just fucking chip bags in a photo album.
I think I like how
I think that was a good day.
I think the thing I enjoy about this is just how poetic everyone gets about this. Poetic with their language. It's pressed like a flower.
Well, what were you guys talking about? The crust from the day the Packers won the Super Bowl.
He saves that.
The lucky crust. Oh, yeah.
In every football game, he takes a little nibble off it. Just for good luck.
Do good today. I said that, didn't
yeah.
I?
Yeah.
Do good today, boys.
You also made that joke a while ago about how the, you know, there's no Burger King on London Road anymore, but he goes to the remains and lights a lighter.
That wasn't a joke. Was that me doing it?
Candlelit memorial.
Did you guys actually pay it for it? Just like, oh my god, you guys are terrible. Oh, man.
See? Danny never hears the shit because he says it behind his back.
That was his favorite spot to park his drive bus.
I'm pretty sure.
No, I think someone told him I said that.
Someone told him. Yeah.
Because we were having a discussion.
Danny said, no, Jared wouldn't say
he said
that.
He said something like, well, thank you for not telling me that. Why do these assholes have to tell me?
I honestly, though, like when I lived in Duluth, there was multiple times, like a lot, where I drive by and I'd see Danny walking out of Burger King to his stride bus. I swear to God.
He claims he only parked in the parking lot and didn't eat anything there.
One day a few months ago when we were here and he pulls up with the Dairy Queen bag and he just has that look like, oh fuck, I didn't think you could see.
Well, what I don't get is, I mean, I like Danny. I didn't understand. No, no, no. I didn't understand why you guys were so damn mean to him.
But then we went in his room.
And then, I'm not going to lie, I said, Danny, you need to clean your room. And he said, I've lost faith in you, Leah.
Obviously, he knew they got to you.
I mean, I just don't
they
understand.
They got to me, too.
I was just about to say, we got to you pretty quickly. Yeah.
Because I just don't understand. He's such a nice fellow.
He's very nice.
I don't understand.
Oh, we love Dan.
Like, yeah. I just want him to live a happy life.
I think some things go too far sometimes.
It's true, but that room is too far. Let's just say.
And things that are said.
Did you talk about the last time he cleaned his room and why?
Oh yeah, Travis.
Oh yeah, he had my Xbox because I didn't have a TV in my room at the time, so I let him use my Xbox for his TV in his room. I went in there one day and it's just completely messy, chips and stuff, and he had a can of pop on top of my Xbox, so I took my Xbox and said, I'll let you have this back once you clean your room.
Like a fucking mom.
I have a spare Xbox. I said I'd give him for like $70 if he wants. But I also have to add the condition that he needs to clean his room first.
A couple days later, he cleaned his room. But I had also gotten a TV in my room, so I didn't give him the Xbox back.
So his room is my city.
So now no bargain we can use will work. Because he's not even betrayed once. Way to go. He's not going to clean it again.
I'm telling you, though, I'm just waiting for the day when one of these... Danny's just going to snap, and he's just going to, like, Hulk out on all of you guys.
Probably.
Just...
Or some innocent people.
And when he did clean his
he
room...
He does work in customer service.
He does.
And with the elderly.
It does test your patience.
Apparently people think he's Arab now, so...
That was funny.
But when he did clean his room, he said, I slept on my bed last night. It's not as comfortable as my chair.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't understand.
Maybe he... Like, probably just straight up isn't used to, like, straightening his spine.
Yeah, maybe he's not used to laying flat.
I'm really serious.
Probably the weight of his stomach crushes his lungs.
What? I didn't hear it.
He said the weight of his stomach crushes his lungs.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding, that is serious, though. Honestly. That shit happens all the time.
Oh my goodness.
I also wanted to point out that my sister, when she said she was listening to it, and then she saw the pod picture of all of us, the way she said that we talked about Dan, she thought he was like 300 pounds heavier than he actually is.
Oh, jeez.
From the way we talk about it.
I just want Danny to stand up for himself and just say...
Should we get a coalition going? Should we try? Should we all try to help Danny?
You guys have tried the tough love approach, and it's not working.
Honestly, he tried the hardest for Danny. He got him to buy a year membership for the gym and got him going there for a month until he just stopped going.
Mm. He still pays for it, too.
He paid for the year membership. He just only went for, like, one month.
Can I have it?
Well, it's gone now. This was years ago.
What was it, years ago?
Like, 2 years ago.
Well, he just said he still pays for it.
Oh, I guess I was wrong. My mistake.
But it was an agreement. He did have to pay for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I get it. I'm lazy. I get home from work and I don't want to work out.
So am I, but fuck.
But we don't really have the same issues. I mean, I'll admit I don't exercise at all, but I don't have those issues. If I did, I would exercise or
what
reevaluate.
Issues?
Weight issues.
But I also get a love of ramen. Ramen is delicious.
There's no nutritional value in it.
I don't eat
probably tuna,
much
there's
better
tuna
than
up
Dan.
There.
Yeah,
I like
but
tuna.
Do you also eat regular food?
Okay, how about this?
Yes, you do.
When I lived in the garage, I told
people
Dan...
People food?
People food, yes. Not normal only food. Hamburger, help, and ramen, and Kraft mac and cheese.
He eats dog food.
No, when I lived in the garage...
Those donuts are actually for him.
Leah, when I lived in the garage, I tried to help Danny, too. I said, like, we're going to buy healthy food, we're going to eat vegetables, we're going to do this, fruit, you know, like, all healthy stuff. I told him, he's like, I'm going to go grocery shopping. He's like, okay, well, get like chicken, rice, and like asparagus or something. Came back with chicken, but it was chicken nuggets. I swear to God.
Well, you got to
chicken nuggets.
Do baby steps. Like
I was going to say, and like you can't shame someone into wanting to improve themselves.
Oh, I know. I wanted to help.
It's like a medical thing. It's a medical thing. Like the more...
But
weight
it's
you
not
put on,
really...
the more you actually end up craving.
Yes,
that stuff.
It's I forget the hormone, but it's like leptin or something like that. I want to say Lipton, but I know
Lipton iced tea.
But it's
the truth comes out.
It's something like, I can't remember exactly what the hell the hormone is, but it's a hormone that is produced by your fat tissues. So essentially, it's the fat getting fatter.
Yeah.
It gives them the hunger craving.
I just think it comes down to it. It's not our place to judge anymore.
Yeah, it is
like
leptin.
He's gonna be how he wants to be, and It's just not, like, you don't... You wouldn't like it if someone was like, you really need to improve this about yourself. And
his mom does that all
the time. He's like, are you fucking
That's
kidding me?
That's his mom. That's not a group of friends. That's different.
Like, what do I need to improve on?
How he wants to be isn't really healthy.
I understand, but obviously he's not wanting to change. So it's just like, after a while, I don't know.
I think he wants to change, but he's just he doesn't have really the motivation. Discouraged. He gets discouraged. And
when I move back,
I guess I have to actually ask him if he did want to change. Then, yeah, we could all help him. Really.
I would be totally down to help him.
I need a partner to go to the gym with me, so I would totally go to the gym with him.
There you go.
There you go.
He has a bicycle.
It's middle of fucking winter in northern Minnesota.
Somebody get a bicycle. We could go on bicycle rides with him.
Fat tires. It's a thing. It's popular now.
Yeah. Oh, God, I see people riding. It's fucking hippies. I hate them.
Like, you can't take a couple months off of biking. You have to get those giant-ass tires.
Seriously.
And if you ever see those people driving through the snow, it looks like it's 10 times more work than it would be walking.
Oh, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you might as well just fucking
walk. Well, and it's always those yuppie fucks that are like, I bike in the winter, and I make my own beer.
I don't
beer.
Have a car. I make my own shampoo.
I don't use shampoo. That's the... I work with a hippie at work. She doesn't wash her hair, and she was telling me, she's like, you just got to get past the first, like, 2 months of your hair being gross.
Ugh!
And then it's, like, soft.
Oh, yeah. my God.
Have you tried kale?
No, that's, like, almost kale as bad chips. As the people kale you chips. Walk around seeing, like, with the mono dread. Like, their hair is just so matted.
Oh.
She
didn't have dreads,
so.
Yeah, that's gross.
Okay, well, I could see that, though, but you still have to she wash got rid those. Of them. Yeah. You still have to wash dreads. Like, let me guess, she was white? She had dreads?
She's white, yeah.
Ugh. I'm sorry, but white people...
Oh, so now, because I'm white, I can't have dreads.
Yeah, I don't agree with
that. I don't appreciate this.
Because if I want to cornrow my fucking head, I should be able to.
I don't know, I guess it's just the people who usually get that, I just cannot stand.
I work with a guy who's like 45, bald, and has a ponytail.
What? Just taped to the back of his head, or what?
Like, I mean, like, he's balding, and it does not look good at all.
Does he wear Birkenstocks? I bet he does.
No, he's actually a heavy metal guy.
What?
He's not like a hippie, he's a heavy metal.
My stepdad has like a way receding hairline, but still long hair. It's not like bald, but it's just receding a lot.
I just saw pictures of your dad.
My dad?
Yeah, before he started shaving his head, and it looks crazy. It's like that W sort of shape, and then it's just fuzzy.
Look forward to the future.
I know, right? Right when I notice like a lot that like, ooh, that doesn't look good, that I'm getting rid of it. Because my grandpa had my mom's dad had a comb over for the longest time.
You could get a toupee.
My dad shaves his head.
Be like Dennis Anderson.
I was thinking
good night and be kind.
Leslie treatments, but no, thank you. My dad looked into that too.
Was it you who said that one time Dennis Anderson ordered from DQ and you told him to be kind and he just shot you this look?
It was bad. I felt super bad. I was like, yeah, but he doesn't hear that often enough.
See, I don't know. If you're going to be, if that's your signature line.
You better
get
used to hearing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to hear it.
But I had in fifth grade, my teacher, so we would have writing assignments in the morning when we got there, and he would sit at the front of the room while we were all doing our thing, shining his head.
He
had a
Mr.
shaved
Mr. fucking clean?
It was honestly kind of
white t-shirt.
Yeah, I'm not even joking. He was a big guy, you know, like muscly.
People actually shine their heads.
Yeah, he did.
Did he take like one of those floor buffers?
No, he would just
That's fucking weird. That is really weird.
He was a great teacher, though. Best teacher.
All the best teachers are really weird.
Yeah. Although he showed us a picture one time before he started shaving it, he had the craziest fro. Just curly black hair, very, very something. Mm. He's white.
My dad had a little bit of a fro in middle school, I think it was. Of course, it was the 70s, so it was more acceptable.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I watched Alien for the first time.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Neat.
What?
Neat.
And that wraps it up.
Does it?
No.
Can we talk about that giant-ass box of Reese's Puffs up there?
Yeah, that's been here since
Danny
moved in.
Wait, I gotta check the date on this.
No, he went to Sam's Club about a month and a half ago and bought that.
I'm
He's
sorry.
He's got a Sam's Club membership?
I One look person at that thing and not shop at Sam's
he
Club.
He used to. I shop
Wait,
at Sam's
regardless.
Club all the time.
I just, I don't know.
He
for
used
me,
to have a Sam's Club membership and he doesn't anymore, but they sent him like a 30-day trial thing, so we
oh.
went there.
Oh, okay.
I seriously want to go there and buy like bulk couches someday.
Did I need five couches? No.
Or the bulk desks.
You don't buy these big things in bulk.
You should.
They do sell vending machines there, though.
They sell vending machines?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who the fuck is going to need a goddamn vending
machine? Business owner.
That'd be nice in here.
Business owners.
Yeah, like a small business.
Ooh, it could be like a swear jar, only every time Danny wants a snack, he has to pay to get it here.
There you go.
Every time he wants a snack?
Yeah.
Oh, we need like a jar for every day he doesn't do his dishes. He has to put a dollar in or something.
Yeah, those are all his.
He has to afford a bigger TV by the end of the month. Every hour he doesn't do his dishes.
Oh, what is? Did we say anything about the TV? No. Of course he didn't.
No, he was too distracted by his guitar.
Oh, good point.
Mine's bigger.
Is it? Does he have a bigger one?
No, that's the reason we got the 65, is so ours is bigger than his.
Oh, that's...
Oh, God, how that's sad. Really.
Isn't that the reason why? I thought that's why we got the TV. Was
that's the biggest you can get without paying a ridiculous price per inch.
It is insane. My parents have an 85-incher. Oh,
yeah, that thing was weird. I don't want to see Kevin Bacon's nose that big.
It was... What movie was it, Trapped?
Kevin Bacon's pores in full HD.
He looks weird regardless. I don't want to meet Kevin Bacon ever.
Is that wrap-up material?
No.
Tabitha, anything. Release. Anything to say.
I know I'm interesting, but I can't think of anything.
No.
TT hasn't said anything the whole time.
I've said a little.
And yeah, I'm going to call him TT now. Like everyone.
Good.
Yay.
Fine by me.
That's the way it's been for like last 3 years.
I said, but I'm going to now.
I still think the best thing was when TT put that as his name on a chem test.
Mr. Smith, you can't do that.
You put TT
I
as
put
you
that on all of my chem tests. And he eventually started getting pissed about it.
His exact quote, I still remember. If you put TT as your name one more test, I'm going to fail you.
So what happens on the next test? Zero. I got a zero.
The way you said that, you're just like, I don't know, I didn't see it coming.
Oh my god.
It's just nonchalant. Oh my god, I don't have to argue.
Well, that was probably about my last test before I got kicked out
Did
of the
class. Did you end up passing chemistry?
No, I had a 26%. After I received a week of tardy notices for not showing up to a study hall because I was still going to chemistry, nobody told me that I got dropped out of the class.
Oh my god! You can tell he's been bitter about this for a while, too. That's the best. Oh,
this is gold.
I didn't know about that. That's so funny.
I might have heard
so
that,
So he just
but
let
I
you
forgot.
Keep coming to chemistry?
Oh, he said he didn't know about it.
He didn't know you got cut.
Mr. Smith didn't know about it, I guess.
And that wraps up another edition of Movie Dudes, but hey, don't let us choose all the movies. If there are any movies out there, or hey, if you want to just talk to us, chat us up, tweet us, whatever. We're at The Movie Dudes. I'm Sean.
Tabitha.
Travis.
Rob.
Leah.
Jared.
Dan's not here, but, you know, fuck him anyways. Till next time.
Good night, everybody, and be kind.
There's a lot of crusty food in there.
All right.
he doesn't want to watch the game with us, that's his own fault for not being here.
Fuck him.
If I can be treated poorly, so can he.
Yeah.
But my parents weren't done yet. For all.
And let's start.
I wasn't done giving my mom a sensual massage.
I'm all for equality.
What? He's going to listen to that later. He's like, those sons of bitches. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Movie Dudes. I'm Sean.
I'm Tabitha.
You skipped her. Fucking me. Why are you Aren't we just doing regulars? I thought we were going to do it.
You never decided on the
You got to quit changing your mind there, Sean.
No, that's what I've been trying to stick with.
Okay, this is what I thought.
Cut this part out. Don't play this
to
in the actual
Jared
episode. Nobody wants to hear this shit.
Because he's always in them, but still go last for a guest.
And for me.
That's what I thought.
And for Jared?
No, yeah. I thought you said that he would just go because he's in everyone now.
Not
that
really.
Like,
don't say that you're a guest anymore. Like, he's not a guest anymore.
I don't give a
photo
shit.
Photo of him into
just
the
tell
picture.
Me what to do. I
you
don't care.
You gotta do new photos anyway.
Yeah, we do.
No, just tape
nude photos?
Wait, what? All right!
I'm down for that.
New photos.